There's probably two reasons. I think both Bob Nagley and I feel that we've been very fortunate in our lives here in Minnesota, that we've been very successful. And it's another way to try to, give back to the community, give back some of the opportunities that we have. I think for both of us, we enjoy the Twins, the history of the Twins, and we want to do our part in keeping them here. And then thirdly, I think that certainly it's a challenge. There's some risk in it, and I think we're both are people who have done that in the past and are willing to just take on those challenges in the future.
Do you see this as a money-making venture, or would you be happy just to break even? Are you willing to absorb some losses? What about that?
Well, I don't see it as a money-making venture, but then on the other hand, certainly our goal will be to run it as a well-managed entertainment type of club, and the goal is also not to lose money. So I think you just sit down and try to run it with figure out what the income is, and then expense that off. And your goal is over a several year period of time to break even. With some years you might lose a little bit, and some years you might make a little bit. But that's I'm sure the way it's going to work out.
Are you folks? Do you have a payroll figure in mind? That, of course, has been one of the sources of complaint lately, that the current ownership simply is not willing to spend the money it takes to field a competitive team.
Well, we haven't even gotten that far out. But I think one of the, having a business plan, one of the goals are that with a new stadium, that hopefully the attendance increases, there's some other areas that you can increase your revenue, and therefore you can be more competitive on the field by having a higher payroll. I think that's always been one of the reasons that a new stadium is needed to make the team more competitive.
There's been some speculation that one of the attractions of this arrangement is that you might be able to get some synergy out of having cross ownership of several pro sports teams, the hockey team, the baseball team, and your basketball team. Is that does that play a role in this at all?
That's not the driving force, because the ownership group of the Twins is probably going to be different than our other two organizations, and so we're going to keep it as a separate organization. But I think in the long run, you always look for things like that. That we haven't done anything like that, but certainly that makes business sense to try to see if there are some things that you can put together to cut your costs. But it will have to be done as separate organizations, working together on a common goal.
Last night, it was reported that the deal is contingent only on the St. Paul state of ballpark being built. Is there any chance that you might be able to extend this arrangement, even if the St. Paul vote goes against a ballpark, that is to say, put together something for Minneapolis?
I really don't know the answer to that question. We were really brought in, and we're to negotiate a deal based upon an agreement that the Poulin family made with the city of St. Paul. So we were only to work within that time frame. And that time frame and qualifications are, as you indicated, it only deals with the St. Paul issue of building a stadium, and only in their time frame. And that's what we were limited to in our negotiations. And that's all we've done at this time, and that's all we've talked about. And so that's the commitment that we've made at this time. We hadn't, the Poulads hadn't offered it under any other condition, and nor had we even discussed it with them.
In theory, the deal was supposed to have been consummated last Friday. Can you give us any idea why it took an extra week?
Yes, I can, because what we found out is, though we were very close to an agreement at that time, we wanted to look at all of the, there's a number of timetables and things that are going to happen, and how it's handed over. And we wanted to run through all of the possibilities that might happen and try to get them worked out now and have an understanding now than to wait until that time and then run into some conflict. So that took us a lot longer because we just ran up many more scenarios than I first imagined. And we resolved all those and came up with solutions of how we would handle it in a lot of ifs. So I feel really confident that at this point that no matter what would happen during this course of all of these processes of the city, the state, you know, looking at it, that we have an understanding that will certainly go in effect.
I guess the nub of the whole argument about ballparks and the rest is the use of public money for professional sports operations. Why do you think public money should be involved in any way in supporting professional sports?
Well, I can think of two reasons. First, certainly, this is up to the representatives that that we elect to make this decision. But probably two reasons that when I was in that position at once as state senator that I would have to consider. The state has had a history of helping certain industries at certain times, but mainly because of competition. It is sort of like when the Northwest Airline situation where we thought they were going to move. The state did some things to help them. We've done that many times throughout the history of the state. The reason I think that one would have to consider it is because of the competition that other states, other cities do this. Now, if you like it or not, or if you agree with it or not, it is what the competitive market is. And if you, first of all, make the decision that you want to keep them here, the Twins, then you sort of have to deal with what other states and cities might do. And it isn't always the way that one would like it to be, but one must always look at what are the alternatives and what is the competition doing. And in the present-day market, a number of cities have gone ahead and made decisions to help build. And what St. Paul is doing is that they're saying, we'll go ahead and build it, but we're asking you to pay for it over the use of it. So as I understand this agreement, we have to pay for it, but we have the life of the contract to pay back the city and the state.
Any chance that when push comes to shove, you folks might be willing to put in more private money into the deal?
No, I think that our understanding is that this deal is already laid out and that we've been asked to pay for it in terms of that it would be put up, and then we've got to take so much revenue out each year and pay this back. It's very similar to what I did on the Timberwolves, though the city and the state borrowed some money and put in it. Quite frankly, I'm paying off the loan, so over the use of the Target Center. So in one effect, I pay for it, but they can borrow the money cheaper than I'm able to do it. So in the long run, it's the most cost-effective way to do it.
It was reported that both you and Mr. Nagley are putting in about $60 million. Is that correct?
No, we haven't said what we're putting in. So any figure that you've heard or has been said is purely speculation. And we had said that we won't comment on what we're putting in, nor will we comment on what our partners are putting on. There is a number of other people that have stepped forward and say that they will go along with this and help us if, in fact, we are able to work this out. And what I have said and Bob has said is the two of us are the controlling partnership and that we're willing to take the lead role on this. But it'll be other people in there too.